A finding of consumer deception against Monsanto, makers of the widely used herbicide Roundup, is costing its new parent company more than $20 billion in lost market value as its stock price has tanked. In June, the German pharmaceutical and chemical giant Bayer merged with Monsanto by paying over $60 billion just 2 months before a California jury ruled unanimously in favor of Dwayne Lee Johnson. Mr. Johnson is a former school groundskeeper, and the jury agreed his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was caused by the herbicide Roundup and ordered Monsanto to pay $289 million in damages. Now, Bayer has to pay those damages, and the company is likely to have to pay thousands of other people who claim Roundup caused their cancers or other health problems as well. Carrie Gillum, a journalist who has reported extensively on Monsanto, joins us now. Carrie, welcome back to Living on Earth.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, why have Bayer's shares reacted so dramatically, dropping, what, some 20% in just a matter of weeks here?
Yeah, I mean, Bayer's shares are definitely taking a hit. And really what this is it's the fault of the Bayer executives who did not properly warn their shareholders that this potential liability was out there. Investors were stunned by this very large verdict, $289 million. It was a unanimous decision by the jury. And of course, we have thousands of more lawsuits making very similar claims that will be relying on similar evidence. I mean, potentially, we're talking about billions of dollars in potential payouts in damages. You know, at some point, if these things continue to snowball and the plaintiffs continue to win, there will be settlement talks. And the numbers that I've already heard tossed around are, you know, $3 to $5 billion potentially.
Of course, it's not just damages that Bayer has to worry about, but how are consumers considering this company now?
You know, I mean, what you're seeing is sort of a continuation, a building of concern around the world. You already were seeing different localities and states and countries looking at banning glyphosate products, and you're now seeing even more of that. You know, every bit of news on this causes heightened concern, obviously, with consumers. You're seeing some retailers talk about pulling these from their store shelves. You know, this is resonating definitely around the world.
Now, what do you think the chances are that the $289 million awarded to the plaintiff, Dwayne Johnson, could be overturned or reduced?
So the legal experts that you know, I've consulted and that are talking about this really say there's very little chance. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of legal standing for Monsanto to get this thrown out like they've asked the judge to do. They've asked for a new trial, and they've also asked the judge to issue a judgment notwithstanding to substantially reduce the damage award. But you know, the judge was very favorable and very generous to Monsanto during the trial already, and kept a lot of evidence that Monsanto didn't want in, kept a lot of that evidence out. There doesn't seem to be a lot of room for Monsanto to get this thrown out at this point.
So, Carrie, what was the evidence that the plaintiffs wanted in this case that the judge said, no, I'm going to honor what Monsanto wants. We won't let this in.
One of the key things, I guess, that Monsanto really did not want in there was any sort of direct comparison to the tobacco industry. You know, as we know from litigation in the tobacco industry, we know there was very much a playbook, a strategy to deceive consumers and keep them from understanding the risks of tobacco and its connections to lung cancer. And the very same playbook, you know, there's evidence that that very same playbook has been used by Monsanto to keep consumers from understanding the risks of glyphosate herbicides. You see the same players. In fact, Monsanto's own attorney in this Roundup litigation made his fame and fortune defending tobacco companies. They didn't want any of those comparisons in, and the judge largely sided with Monsanto on that. They didn't want people to know about a ban in Europe on one of the key ingredients in the Roundup products. The judge sided with them on that. They didn't want people to know that California had ordered companies to start putting warning labels on Roundup and other glyphosate products. The judge sided with them on that. You know, a lot of information like that was kept from the jury. And still, you know, they came up with this huge verdict against Monsanto.
To what extent does this verdict say that Monsanto deceived consumers knowing that it had a problem product it had put on the market?
The jury found, you know, not only that there was enough scientific evidence to connect these products to this individual's cancer, but that Monsanto acted with malice. and negligence in refusing to warn people. Because, of course, there are years and years and years of scientific studies that have come out from independent scientists that do show connections between glyphosate-based products and cancers and a range of other illnesses. And Monsanto's long been aware of these. And the jury was saying, you know, they should have warned people. They should have at least given people this information. This wasn't about banning glyphosate. It was about warning consumers about known risks. And of course, Monsanto didn't do any of that. They did the opposite. They tried to suppress that information, tried to hide it, and tried to discredit scientists who raise those warning bells.
You mentioned negligence, but you also said malice. To what extent did the judge and jury find that Monsanto had acted with malice in distributing and encouraging the use of Roundup?
Well, that was part of the questionnaire. That was part of what the jury had to determine. And they really seemed to be moved by the fact that this individual, Lee Johnson, called Monsanto. He was very worried. He'd been diagnosed with cancer. He was worried about whether or not he should continue his job, should continue working to spray these products. And Monsanto never warned him, even after these international cancer scientists said there was a connection. They never got back to him and they never warned him. And, you know, the jury really seemed to take issue with that.
Now, Bayer CEO Werner Baumann is facing questions as to whether he and the other executives really did a full-scale assessment, properly evaluated the risks of taking over Monsanto. How much trouble could he be in now?
Well, there's definitely talk of shareholder lawsuits against Bayer and against the executives for not really, you know, doing their due diligence and for not warning investors properly. It doesn't seem like they really were on top of this at all. I mean, anybody who's been paying even a little bit of attention knew that there was this potential for a huge jury award, certainly. You know, he, in his conference call with investors right after the verdict, he didn't even have the proper classification from this International Cancer Agency. He said it was rated a possible carcinogen. Well, that's not true. It was rated a probable carcinogen. He didn't have a clear grasp of the facts as he was trying to reassure investors. And that tells us he didn't have a clear grasp of the facts, going into this at all.
Carrie, are you saying that the Bayer executives didn't understand the science here?
I don't think that they were paying a lot of attention. They were relying on the assurances by Monsanto that this was really nothing to worry about. And the Bayer executives did say in this call with investors right after the verdict, they did admit and they said they didn't have a lot of visibility to Monsanto's internal documents. You know, they only closed this deal with Monsanto in June and just really got the integration closed in August. So they're claiming they didn't have good insight at the time.
So what options, if any, does Bayer have to say, hey, Monsanto, you really didn't disclose properly to us. We want to walk this deal back. We want to unwind this merger.
Well, they're certainly not talking about that at all right now. And they're showing no signs of backing away. In fact, they are, you know, saying they're going to double down and bring all of their legal strength to bear to try to, you know, fight this verdict and to fight the trials that are upcoming. We have several new ones that are being scheduled for 2019. So, you know, this could go on for some time, and it's certainly going to cost a lot of money, at least in legal fees, for sure, and if not legal payouts.
And speaking of legal fees, with this win, how soon does the plaintiff, Mr. Johnson, and his attorneys get paid?
Well, you know, that's that's a good question. Monsanto is appealing. The money actually gets put into an account right now with interest, and it's accruing interest on a daily basis. Mr. Johnson, my understanding is he's getting a little bit of money right now through sort of a loan against what his payout would be. But, you know, it could be a year or more before it's really all settled. The interesting thing on this is that Mr. Johnson's attorneys had actually offered a settlement of $6 million to Monsanto in April, and Monsanto turned it down.
Carrie Gillum is a journalist and author of Whitewash, the story of a weed killer, cancer, and the corruption of science. Carrie, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
We asked Bayer for comment. They replied in part, Bayer stands behind its glyphosate-based products, and we are confident that the company will ultimately prevail in this litigation based on the extensive body of favorable science. You can find their entire statement on our website, loe.org.